Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 16th. Happy Resurrection Day. This is a wonderful day. We're reading Psalm 23 together. Then we'll go to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. And because it's the 16th day, we'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 16. For Psalm 23, I would like to read from the New King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23 is a beloved song. Which verse sticks out to you? Today for me, it is verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This is the line that gets me. For you are with me. We are promised God's presence regardless of the circumstances, whether we are near death or we are in the joys of fruitful and abundant life. He is with us in the struggle and he is with us in the triumph. He is there with us. And he promises to give us some things. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Lord, you're with us, and not only do you promise your presence, but you promise your comfort. You also provide. You prepare a table before us, even in the presence of enemies. And so we thank you for this good reminder today. And we ask that your mercy and your goodness would follow us all the days of our lives. And now let us turn over to Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 through 46. This is the parable of the weeds explained. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned into the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And this is the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Our Proverbs reading today is Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Our memory verse for this week is Matthew chapter 4, verse 22. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Anytime I hear Psalm 23, I think about the Corner Room song. That is basically just word for word, this beautiful hymn of praise to the Lord. May and I listen to it almost nightly on her Alexa. And at the end of the podcast, we'll also listen to it together. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminders that goodness and mercy are following us because we love you and entrust ourselves to you. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you, Lord, for explaining the parables to us today. Help us, Lord, to be the kind of people who seek after you, seek to do what you call us to do. As the proverb reminds us, Lord, you are the one who establishes our steps. Help us, Lord, not to get out too far in front of you. Help us to always be dependent upon you and coming back again and again. Lord, is this your will? And then help us to step forward in faith, knowing that you ultimately are in control. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I shall not.